The Torah in Parsha Shmini gives us the list of the kosher animals, or the signs for the kosher animals. So we know when it comes to an animal, you have to chew its cud and have split hooves. And for the birds, this gives a list of the 24 birds that are in kosher, and then we have to figure out the rest. And when it comes to fish, it says you need fins and scales. Kosh yellow snapier bekash keshes. Any fish that has fins and scales. It's a debate among the Achronim, how far do we take it? Does it have to look like a tsuris hot dog? And anything with fins and scale, even if it doesn't look, so that's a discussion. The Aruch HaShulch and others discuss that. But not for now. So that's the Torah. The Torah says you need fins and scales. So the question is a famous Gemara in Chulin, Daf Samach Vav, I believe, that the Gemara says something interesting. The Gemara says, any fish that has scales, we could automatically assume it has fins. In other words, if you walk into a store or whatever the case may be, a fisherman, you're on a boat, you're the mashgiach, whatever the case we're talking about, if you see scales on a fish, you automatically know or assume it had fins on it. However, if you only see fins without the scales, so then it's a problem. So the question is, the Torah should have said, any fish that has scales is kosher. Any fish that only has fins is not kosher. Why did it tell me you need fins and scales when all we need is to actually see this? It's true, you need fins and scales, but if you tell me it needs scales, the fins come in mela. So therefore, why do I need to know it? So Gemara gives a famous answer, gives in different areas, drush v'kabel skar. It's this time we expand our learning and we learn more. Discussion by Sanhedrin, whether Ben Sora or Moriah or other things actually happen. So why do you go into it? Drush v'kabel skar. So that's the Gemara in Chulin. So, to halakhically speaking, that's what we assume. If it has scales, so we automatically assume it has fins as well. However, so why is it? What's the lesson here? What's the yisod here? What do fins represent? And what does scales represent? What is it actually saying here? What does it mean that if you have scales, you're okay? Or I should say, if we see the scales, then we assume everything's okay. But if you only have the fins, we're still in doubt. We still want to check out the scales. So many of the Achronim say along these lines that we... So in a different context, is Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach discusses the concept, the Gemara talks about the concept of mitzvahs srichas kavana. In fact, it's a debate whether mitzvahs require intent or not. That's a machokas. So, you know, I always point out, you mean to someone who says, I'm about to do a mitzvah, I don't need intent? Of course not. We're talking about post facto. If you did a mitzvah without the requisite kavana, without the requisite kavana, so then we say it's okay or not. So that's a machokas, mitzvah striches kavana. So if you assume mitzvah, so we make a compromise, mitzvah striches kavana on a biblical level, on a mitzvah darabanan, a mitzvah daraisa, and on a mitzvah darabanan. So in fact, no, that's what we're passing, yeah. But so Rav Shlomo Zalman points out, this makes ha'ara and others that when the Gemara talks about mitzvah sriches kavana, it's always talking about mitzvahs ben adam l'makom, mitzvahs between man and God. So then if I'm shaking the lulav, eating the matzah, listening to the shofar, so then mitzvah sriches kavana. But we don't find it by mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero, because the yisod by mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero is, of course it's good to have good kavana, but the main thing is the act that's done. And therefore, the main thing is the act that's done, and therefore the kavanah is only secondary. So, So mitzvahs v'iches kavana when it comes to shofar and lulav, but when it comes to other mitzvahs, so we don't say that. We don't bet on machaber. So we find as well there's a big difference between bet other lamakam and machaber. There's the famous Rambam about that when it's bet other lamakam, so then you do it because kach ziva Hashem. You should feel it. You shouldn't want to cause pain to someone else. So we find throughout this Yisod, and then there's a famous pshat from Aaron Levine. That's why Tfilin Shel Rosh and Tfilin Shel Yad. Tfilin Shel Rosh is B'Adam L'Makom, because it's all about the thought. And the arm, actually, that's B'Adam L'Chaveiro. So we'll come back to that shortly. So as well, so therefore they point out there's also the Gemara himself, a famous kasha, the Gedolei Achronim ask, is when the Gemara himself tells us that one, someone says, I'm going to give money in order that my child should live, he's considered a tzaddik. And it's a good thing, because kavanah is not important. However, when it comes to the Mishnah, the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which we're learning these days, is don't be someone in who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu to gain reward. So which one is it? So the commentators explain, it depends. When it comes to mitzvahs b'adam l'chaveiro, the intention is secondary. As long as the giving, if you're helping the widow, the poor, the needy, so then that's the main thing. You have accomplished your goal. However, then you can work on your intentions as well. However, when you're performing a mitzvah b'adam l'makom, that's the whole point. It's all for God. It's all about kavanah. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. And they give different examples we see, like by Penina and Chana and Yael and Sisra. That we know the famous story where Chana didn't have children and Penina did, so she had good intention. She teased Chana that she should cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and therefore she'd have kids. So it happened, Chana did have kids, yet Penina was punished for it. She lost her kids. So why? The Gemara in Bava Basra, after Zayin Amin Alef, tells us that even though Penina, she acted with pure intentions, why was she punished? And yet Yael, who gave herself in order to be killed with Sisra and saved the Jews, she was viewed as a great tzaddikus. So the Mefarshim point out, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, he talks about Averu Vashma in general sense. Because when you're dealing with two different people, if you're causing harm to someone, so then your intentions don't make a difference. I wouldn't say don't make a difference, but they're not the ikar. It's if you're causing pain to someone, so you could have the great intentions, it's still a problem. You need atonement. However, in the case of, so therefore, she caused pain to Penina, and therefore she was punished. But the bottom line is, she had good intentions, even though the Avera she was doing, but she did it to save Klal Yisrael, so therefore she was viewed as a righteous person. You know, that's the whole concept of Avera Lishma, when do we say it, when we don't, and what was the Avera, what wasn't it? So they point out that, so the Kashkeshes, the scales, that refers to Bet Adam Lachaveiro, and the fins refer to something which is sharp. So that means, in general, the performance of Hashem's mitzvahs. So therefore, Rav Druk and others point out that when we see, if you see someone with scales, he's doing acts of chesed, bikur cholim, tzedakah, then he has a cheskes kashrus, that he's also doing, he also has the fins, his insight is good. But someone you just see involved in purely just bet adam l'makom, and you don't see him involved, not that he's not, but there's no cheskes kashrus. And as a fact, getting back to the tefillin example, that what do? We first put on our shoyad, then our rush, we take off our rush, and then we take off our yad. Because why? Because you start off, you have to ground yourself amid Adam al-Chaveiro. And then you always have to do both. But which one you focus, which one do you emphasize more or work on first? So you do first, but other will you put on. So you put on the show, the Truman show. Yeah, that's the Benanam. That's the Benanam Chaveiro. Then you put on the head Benanam Wamakom. Then you take off the head first. So you see, you never left just with the Tefillin Shel Roshan, because Ben Adam L'Makom without Ben Adam Chaveiro, it's the fins without the scales. And that's a problem. And that's why, as I think Rav Pam used to say and others, just like when it comes to an animal, you need two simani kashras, where it's true it's cut and put hooves, or when it's fins and scales, so too when it comes to a yid, you need the two simani kashrus, Ben Adam L'Makom and Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. But if we see the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, so then we have a cheskes kashrus. If we see the scales, then we can assume there are fins. But if we just see the fins, it isn't necessarily a proof that there are scales on it.